Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The co-host of Tiki and Tierney, you can hear him on CBS Radio in the afternoons. He is Brandon Tierney. Good to have you back, Brandon. How are you?
What's going on, boys? How are we today? We all right?
Yeah, we're kind of pumped about the All-Star game because the Indians are all over it.
Yeah, you are.
Six of them.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, and deservedly so. And I feel good, a little vindication. I was a little mocked at my fantasy draft when I picked Brantley, and I boldly proclaimed a return to health and a return to borderline stardom, and I've been proven right. So, yeah, you guys, listen. You guys are potent. And I was just thinking about this, too. I was looking at the standings, right? And I'm saying, all right, obviously, as a Yankee fan, we have our hands full. I mean, we're 4.5 back behind the behind Boston, so obviously that's an issue. But that division's going down to the end. I would think of the three divisions in the American League, you guys are going to get the least resistance down the stretch with Minnesota, et cetera. So you can really set up your rotation. You can really tweak. You can really rest. I know there's still a lot of baseball to go. But you guys are in a great spot right now. If I'm an Indians fan, I'm pumped.
Hey, did that last series before the All-Star break mean anything with the Indians and Yankees, the fact that it was a split?
To me, it did. You know, it's funny because I went out on Saturday, and I was at dinner with a bunch of guys for one of my buddies' birthday. You know, we're passing around the phone. Well, not passing around the phone, but talking about the game and talking about the season. And I'm like, I want these last two games. I want to win these games. Like, I want to take 3 out of 4. I don't want to go 2 out of 2. You know, just a little symbolism. Listen, what does it mean, big picture? I mean, probably not. I mean, do I recall exactly what happened in 97 during the regular season with the Yanks and the Indians? No, I don't. But I know that Alomar took Mo deep to right field when I didn't expect it. So, I mean, you never know. Baseball's a quirky, wacky sport built on failure. But it's been, I'll tell you what, even the home run derby last night, which I usually think is corny, really contrived, kind of boring, just overly repetitive. Last night was fun. Baseball's vibing right now. Baseball's in a terrific spot.
I agree with you completely on the home run derby. I'm not a big fan, and last night's was pretty compelling. And combine that with the only All-Star game that's really worth a hoot, Brandon.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, listen, we know the story. I'm sure you guys have said this at various points during your shows over the years. Like, hockey, we're not even going to waste time on that. Every game's 13 to 12, the All-Star game. Football, you can't hit each other. You don't blitz, or you can't, but you don't blitz, and you don't really hit each other. In baseball, you know, the equivalent of playing with less ferocity, so to speak, would be throwing a fastball 78 miles per hour. But when you dig in tonight, if you got 98 in the tank, guess what? The opposing hitter, he's going to see 98. If you got a slider that's going to burst at 87 and, you know, just dart out of the zone, that's what he's going to see. So it's really the best replication of the actual sport. And, you know, it's the sport that takes me back to being a kid. I really do get sentimental. Like, I just remember sitting on the couch, and I don't know why this particular memory jumps out, but it does. I remember coming back from Disney, and, you know, growing up in New York, we came back from Disney. The All-Star game was on, and I remember there was no 7-Elevens in New York. There's a bunch down south, and I brought back, it had to be 81.
All-Star game was here in 81.
What's that?
The All-Star game was here in 81.
That's right. Yeah. It was, actually. Wow, that's right. And I got a Cecil Cooper and a Fernando Valenzuela, like plastic drink cup from 7-Eleven with a Slurpee. And I remember just sitting on my couch. And, you know, the Yankees wound up losing to the Dodgers in the World Series that year. Yankees had a good player, Winfield's first team, first year in New York, whatever. But it was just, it was magical. And even as a kid, while I loved Jordan and the dunk contest, it never quite resonated the way baseball did. So I hope kids still feel the same way. I know it's easy to say, kids don't love baseball the way they used to. Kids don't play outside. And that's partially true, but I'm sure there's going to be hundreds of thousands of kids sitting on the couch with their dad or their uncle tonight enjoying the classic. And I'll be right there with them.
Brandon Tierney joining us from Tiki and Tierney. Folks here in Cleveland are already looking at Francisco Lindor and thinking, goodness gracious, he's going to leave in free agency. And that's years away. You have him under control for years. Manny Machado right now in Baltimore. I know you guys had Cal Ripken on your show talking about it.
Yep.
Are situations like this awful for the game? They're clearly not good for the game. Are they awful, or is it just the system, or what, Brandon?
I think it's only awful when the decision is based purely on monetary reasons. That's when it's awful. That's when it's unfair. And quite frankly, that's when you'll get half of the fan bases to check out. You've got to. There has to be a system in place. And obviously, when you have a young, controllable player, that is the system. You just have to capitalize it. You have to reward franchises that, you know, have great draft acumen, identify blossoming talent, draft them, develop them in the minors, and continue their ascension into stardom at the big league level. And you know, you can't just, based on somebody's checkbook being bigger, you can't say, well, yeah, nice run. Ah, peace out, buddy. Just as he hits his prime, he's going to go play for the Red Sox or the Dodgers or the Yankees or maybe the Giants or maybe one or two other. Seattle's been spending a lot of money. That's terrible for the game. But, you know, the difference between your franchise and the Orioles franchise is that you guys are actually pretty smart. I remember you doing this years ago with Viagra and some of those guys. You locked up young players, and it was before anybody in baseball was really doing this. It was very proactive, very aggressive. It was viewed as maybe reckless in some circles because it was kind of foreign, but I thought it was a very astute move where you kind of bought out a couple of years of controllability. You lock them up long term, but you also probably got them on 70-ish, 75 cents on the dollar. You know, do I want to see Lindor stay with the Indians? I do. I think it's a great – listen, one thing you can't accuse me of, even though I'm from New York, I'm not – I don't just have New York binders on. You know, I worked in San Francisco. I worked in Detroit early in my career. And I truly try to have a voice that represents what's good for the game. And what's good for the game is seeing Lindor, you know, get his 2,800 hits or maybe 3,000 hits. And, you know, when he gets number 3,000 and he's on first base, he takes off his cap and he's in Cleveland. And he's, you know, he's feeling the adulation from 48 or 50,000 Indian fans. That's the way it's supposed to be scripted. Hopefully it is.
Brandon, appreciate your time, bud, as always.
Boy, and by the way, you're welcome. But how long did it I mean, I know this time's different. You kind of knew he was leaving.
Yeah.
How different was the LeBron hangover this time? You guys are okay?
Yeah. Well, but you know what? It's not going to sink in until you see him in a Lakers uniform and playing. I mean, yeah, he had Lakers shorts on last night or two nights ago.
Well, that's a bad look.
It's a weird short.
Whack.
I mean, like in the 80s, guys used to wear those, used to put words on their butt when they would go to school.
You don't need words crossed the front, Brandon.
I had those shorts, man. I had swish on the back of my shorts when I was playing hoops.
Yeah, but was it SW on one cheek and then the rest on the other? Or
No, not at all. I got the Irish ass, which means I literally have no ass. So I had to like and kind of hope that, I had to kind of like get these big let my – oh, dude, I have the typical Irish body. Big chest, a little belly, not terrible, but a little belly and little pencil legs and absolutely no ass. Irish body all the way, man.
Thanks, on that Brandon. Note, say hi to Tiki for us. See you, Brandon.
Be well, guys.
We'll see you soon.
Buddy. Brandon Tierney from Tiki and Tierney.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.